Ani and I have, I think, two episodes left of Better Call Saul. The hilarity to me of the fact that we've been binging shows to make sure we finish them before Ani goes to school is high. We finished Buffy, and now we're into the final episodes of Better Call Saul. And I've been telling Ani, like, I have regrets. There's movies that we should have watched that Ani's never seen. Last night we watched Mannequin with Ani, not because it's a good movie, because it's a movie worth watching. Ani said, I think I liked it when it was over, which I think is the right response.
Your daily Lex.
But man, I continue every day to deal with this, this struggle with the fact that, like, I think it's partially denial and partially, I'm trying to just share as many life lessons and bits of advice for college and whatever else as I can with Ani before they go to school. And boy, oh boy, I look at the, I have a giant rack of DVDs in the basement. We don't use the DVDs because they're all ripped to our local storage, but I'm like, man, there was a time when we were going through this alphabetically and I don't think we got past the B's. There's so many movies Ani hasn't seen yet. Not that Ani can't see them without me. Not that I can't watch movies with Ani later, but it's like you have so much time and then you don't. And boy, this is nothing new. Every parent that sent a kid to college or just a kid out of the house has dealt with this, but now I'm dealing with it. So now it's personal. Now it's frustrating. Now it's art. I got to speak to Liam very briefly from camp this past week. He had his first dose of his first injection of a new shot since he's had a change from his one medication for Crohn's to another. And I just wanted to know how it had gone. So I had called and left word for the nurse who called me right after she had done the shot with Liam and then put Liam on. He's like, well, it was worse going in, but it was the same going out. And I think it was like new to both him and the nurse. And hopefully it'll get better. We also use the Buzzy at home, ice pack with a vibrating thing that like trips up all the nerves where you're going to do the shot. And then they didn't use that there. So hopefully at home when we do that for his next Hadlima injection, he'll be fine. But it was exciting to get to hear his surprisingly deep voice. In totally unrelated, but still important to me news, I am now at my pre-cruise weight. So couple weeks in Italy and Europe, and gaining the weight, a couple weeks home, losing the weight, and now I got to go even further. I had a variety of pool and beach days over the past week, and I had one acquaintance say like, oh, so your target weight for your height is like 170? And I'm like, no, that's never been on the goal list. I was initially aiming for 190, then for 185, and now I'm either aiming for 180 or 175 or somewhere in there, but I haven't decided. But 170 was never on the list. So I was annoyed at this person for suggesting that that's where I had to go because I feel like I'm achieving plenty, even if I don't go down to 170. So there, acquaintance, chew on that. Tonight is the first rehearsal for the show I'm doing with Lauren, A Man of No Importance. And it's good because we're doing a read-through and I don't really know the story that well. And I was having a hard time reading the script. Not that it was hard to read, but that I was just not really able to make myself focus on it the right way. When I read scripts to myself, if I know the show, I can do it great. If I don't know the show, I sometimes gloss over the character names and just read the dialogue, and then you don't know who's saying what. It's confusing. So the read-through should help cement what the actual story is of the show. And I'll get to try out my Irish accent. And I have noted many times that the pitch of my voice goes significantly higher when I do my Irish accent. And that's just how it's going to be. It's possible for me to keep my pitch lower when I do it, my Irish accent. But it actually feels more natural to me when I allow my Irish accent to be my Irish accent to be up here. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Tonight, I think we're going to hear a lot of Irish accents and a lot of people backing off from their Irish accents because they're nervous or intimidated or whatever. But I'm just going to go for it because why not? Anyway, I probably have to listen to some YouTube videos on the way there to hear my Irish accent training again. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful Monday, August 11th, and more soon.
Lex.